prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. In the theme of science for humans, Dr. Jeff Galini is going to join us in a minute to talk more about the ketogenic diet. You think we've talked about it enough, but we really haven't. We're going to find out why. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Joanne Van V. Pinkerton to talk about a recent study that was done on female HRT, which finally did something that I've been begging them all to do, and that differentiate between topical creams and some of these methylated oral equine products. And it's got some interesting results for women out there who are still on the fence of whether or not they think HRT is safe and effective. So that's a little bit later in the show, but without further delay.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Carl. How about you?
Wonderful. So, yesterday, I was looking at my phone, and this little thing popped up and said, so-and-so is live right now. And, you know, I figured they're a listener because I'm friends with them on Facebook. So I click it, and I'm watching, and all of a sudden, these two women appear. And they start talking about the keto diet. And they didn't have many. They only had, like, three or four people watching, including me. I almost felt bad for backing out because I had something else to do because I felt like, oh, my God, they're going to lose, you know, 25% of their audience here in a minute. And I know how that feels personally. So I'm listening, and they're talking about keto. And Dr. J, you're going to know what I'm talking about when I say this. It reminded me of back in the day. Remember when the local cable station just had preachers, wannabe preachers on? They were preaching from their dining room table. They would have, hey, send donations to this address.
Right.
It felt like that. I thought, oh, my God, keto has become a religion now.
Yeah. It's, you know, and that's why I wanted to have this discussion today, because people take these to the extreme,
yep.
You know, and look at all the other things which have become a religion. Vegetarian, vegan, paleo. I mean, they were put together by somebody who thought, you know, I've got a better idea of how something is going to work. And, okay, great, man. You know, there are all different kind of meal plans. Not everybody has to eat everything. Most of them are based off of being healthy, you know, eating non-processed. But when they become, you know, like you said, a religion, it's just ridiculous, because anything outside of moderation is ridiculous. You know,
well, not only that, but if you listen to Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale, which I believe you probably knew about when you were bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Mauro says all diets must be cyclical and phasic, because in order to adhere to a true ancestral diet, we didn't have strawberries in December. We just didn't have them.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to phase things in and out. And the idea is you don't do this one thing ad infinitum for the next 10 years. You cycle things in and out.
Well, and you set goals. I mean, at the end of the day, this whole industry is about being healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like listening to Jack LaLanne's old tapes because, I mean, he was so energetic. And I saw one that he said, this cracked me up. If you're on a healthy eating plan, and even if you're cutting some calories and you aren't smiling, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. you should enjoy it.
It's like, you should be happy. Yeah. Enjoy it. You know, life is too short to be moping. But there are a lot of, you know, these people coming on. And, you know, with Facebook, anybody can be an expert. You
know? I know.
They go live, and I'm now an expert. I'm going to tell you about keto, and I don't know what they'd be preaching on. But I think it's ridiculous. You know, we have to look at, you know, what is we're trying to do? And then we have to say, okay, if you're just an average housewife or business guy, you know, and you're looking to lose weight, you know, what do you want to do? You want to lose it to look good at a wedding, or do you want to lose it to keep it off? I mean, most of the time people are looking for a quick fix. And, you know, keto has touted, hey, you only do it for 2 days and you can lose 10 pounds.
That's all water.
I want to say.
That's all water.
Yeah, you will not lose body fat. The whole process doesn't happen that quick.
Yeah.
Carbohydrates hold about 3 times its weight in water. So by lowering carbohydrates, you're going to lose water. So if your goal is to, maybe you have a contest with your friend and you want to see who can lose the most in 2 days, well, geez, cut your carbs and you'll win.
Right.
But, again, that's not healthy because you haven't done it correctly. You don't want to screw your metabolism up for life. Picking and choosing and, you know, taking parts that you like. And again, speaking of religion, that's what people do, you know, is we like to pick and choose.
What we want to, yeah,
like
what we want to live it. Yeah, yeah, right.
Exactly. I can do this. Okay,
you know what?
I'm going to do this part.
I can do these 6 commandments. The other 4 are negotiable.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me. Okay, I want to do the ketogenic, but you know what? I still want to eat donuts because I like donuts. But I'm going to do everything else, you know? No.
Well,
I mean,
but now,
wait a minute.
But to steal a page from your book, this is something I learned from you. And I got to say this right now. I have been training fasted and doing keto for a long time and making great progress. I thought was progress. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But several people convinced me, including you, just try some carbolin around the workout. And I have a concoction now that I make. I think I tagged you in it.
I saw it.
But, dude, let me tell you something. My body's hybrid. It can run on ketones or glucose, and I give it both. I say, you choose. You figure out what you want to use. Just get me through this lift. I'll let you choose whatever fuel you want. But
sure.
I have put on so much muscle. I'm not saying this. I'm going to be putting pictures up very shortly. I put on so much muscle in the past month and a half, 2 months, since I've been doing carbolin before my workout, because I can go into the gym and train like a freak again. I forgot what that felt like because I've been training fasted and low carb for so long.
Well, even when I was a competitive bodybuilder, and we got into, you know, again, you know, for a contest diet, you never lower your protein. I was a firm believer in lower fats, you know, and then I moderated my carbohydrate intake depending on what my caloric value I needed to be at for the day. And I did one high, one low, and then my average came out to, you know, whatever I wanted to average.
In the middle, right.
But I never jeopardized carbs before training. Because, again, if your goal is to just to lose weight, there's 100 ways you can go about it. If you don't care about it, if you lose muscle, you
have a leg amputated. Have a leg amputated.
Yeah, but
if you don't really care.
But most of us are saying, look, I want to look good at a T-shirt or a tank top. I want to put on muscle. Well, the only way you put on muscle is going to the gym. And the only way that you're going to grow is to be able to train. So you have to fuel yourself through the workout, like you said.
I am a believer.
If you then want to go into ketosis the rest of the day and that works for you, that's great.
But,
you know, again,
I want to jump in here because there's a really important distinction here, really important distinction that everybody glosses over. Everybody, okay, and. The reality is, if you're at 0.5 millimoles of ketones in a blood ketone test, you're in ketosis. Now, the guy who's fighting or the gal who's fighting a brain tumor and they're trying to stay at 3 millimoles and above, that is a therapeutic diet to kill a tumor cell, but not one that you're going to be able to gain muscle on and train as hard as you can. That person is trying to cure cancer. You're not. So having the truth of the matter is any diet could be a keto diet if you manipulate your calories and your meal timing and your body produces some amount of ketones, then you're in a keto diet.
And it's very easy for your body to produce ketones because, again, we got to look at just human anatomy. First of all, our bodies are designed to burn sugar. Now, I've listened to some keto people go, oh, no, your bodies don't need sugar. Well, guys, guess what? When you convert fat into ketones, your body has to convert that into glycol, which is a sugar. It doesn't just burn the ketones.
Right.
Those are all converted. So, again, you know, if you lower your carbohydrates, for me it might be 500 grams. For you it might be 100.
Right.
Very, very easy to get into ketosis depending on your body. So, again, you got to find out what works for you. But, man, don't lose your job because you can't think and you're brain dead and you get a wreck. And I mean, I remember when I first, again, started bodybuilding, you know, getting into the whole contest thing, you know, the carbs started to come down, dairy went out. And my first show, you know, I lowered my carbs too much. And what ended up happening is I lost a whole lot of muscle, but I was brain dead. You know, I couldn't even function. I'd forget where my keys are. I had to get one of those magnetic key things and put like five of them under my car because I'd forget where I put them.
Wow.
And I would lose them. Then I realized that even during my last week when I went completely zero carbs, I would eat just four green apples a day. And what several of us found was that was enough sugar to keep your brain active because mm-hmm. you've got to be able to function. Mm-hmm. I had to still pose. You know, I had to do things, you know.
Yeah.
But
flexing muscles is a lot of work. If you've never stepped on stage completely depleted of fluid and carbs and fat and everything, you're literally starving to death. And then people say, now lock up 50% of the muscles on your upper body and let's see what that looks like.
It doesn't work. And the other thing, you know, again, that we have to realize is that, and you said this in the beginning, is things are seasonal. You know, you don't do no carbs forever.
Right.
Because nobody can sustain that.
Well, that tells your body that the environment is hostile and you're in trouble. So we need to make alterations because apparently you can't find food on your own.
And your body will adapt. It loves to burn muscle. I mean, it's a thing. You will burn muscle on a ketogenic diet if you do it too long.
If you do it too long, if you do it wrong. And this is an important distinction, Dr. J, and I'll tell you why.
Yep.
Because in my humble opinion, and now even people like Dr. Mara DePasquale are coming forth and saying that I'm right, remaining anabolic may be the greatest barometer for long life and healthy life. So if mm-hmm. you can't build muscle, you're doing something. I don't know what it is. It could be hormonal. It could be diet. It could be sleep. But if you can't build muscle, you're doing something wrong. So whatever you're doing right now, if you're doing something, you're deep in keto, and people say, well, just eat more fat. You need more calories. And you can't build muscle. There's a problem because the only time your body builds muscle is when it believes it's metabolically abundant because muscle is a very metabolically expensive tissue to build. So the body has to go, wow, we are living in heaven, in paradise. Everything is right. Let's go ahead and build some muscle.
Yeah, well, exactly. And again, now we have all these hybrid ketos, and I'm just sick of them. Again, you know, it's all about making a buck because now the next trainer goes, you know, I got a better keto plan that works better. You know, buy my, you know, diet plan for, you know, $199.99. I mean, again, it's about health. There are healthy fats. There was a plan years ago that I talk about called the hot dog diet, and people think I'm stupid. But, you know, that was a keto diet because hot dogs at that time had no carbs. They were lips and leftover body parts, which some protein
a pig kiss.
And mostly fat. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just leftover parts, skin. And people would go on that for 14 days, and they were losing 20, 30 pounds. I mean, again, they went into ketosis and were surviving. You ate something like, I don't know, 20 hot dogs a day or whatever. But, again, the problem is what happens when you no longer want to eat hot dogs and you start eating again? You gain it all back because, again, your body goes into this survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have been starving myself, and you just start eating. We all have gone on binges. My first bodybuilding show I ever did, I didn't know what I was doing. I just cut my carbs out, and I was trying to, I don't even remember what I ate, but I remember coming in the house one day after a workout, and my little brothers, they had Twinkies and Hostess pies, and something, Carl, triggered on me, and I hit that pantry like white on rye, and 5 minutes later, I don't even know what happened. All there was all these wrappers all over the place, and I just sat there and cried because I was like, what the heck just happened?
Wow. Like your brain just said, that's it, we're done. We're going to force you to eat something that you don't want to eat.
It did, man, and I attacked it, and I took a step back, and I'm like, oh, it's over. I called my friend who was helping me, he said, no, man.
You probably, actually, your muscle bellies probably blew up the next morning.
They did. He said, look here, here's what you're going to do. Go out and go for a walk. He goes, and then we're going to go work out later in the day. And we went and worked out. I had a great pump, and he said, okay, you know, I told you not to lower your carbs. You know, you got to eat some carbs. You got to be sensitive.
At least around the workout. Look, look, I'm actually mixing carbolin with ketone salts and Thrive. And I'm saying to my body, I'm not going to limit you. Use what you want. Yeah. It's all there for you. Just get me through this workout. And it does.
But at the end of the day, you know, what we are preaching here, no matter what the diet plan, is healthy eating.
Yeah.
You know, don't eat 3 sticks of butter a day because you think you got to get in more fat, you know?
Yeah.
Can you eat butter? Yeah, I'd rather have you eating butter than trans fats, but don't just, again, eat stupid stuff refined foods, you know, refined fats and bologna and, you know, all that kind of junk. That's where it gets to be out of hand.
And your body produces ketones when you don't eat. So guess what? Foregoing that stick of butter may actually make your body produce more ketones by using your own body fat as the source of the free fatty acids. So
again, it gets back to, you know, healthy eating. Adapting a plan, you know, to reach your goals. So, folks, you know, if you don't have a plan, a goal, don't even try any of this. Because, again, people, I'm so tired of, I'm tired of a lot of people saying things. But they go, I tried being a vegan for 2 days. That didn't work for me. I didn't see anything. Oh, I tried keto for 1 day and, you know, that didn't work. Well, how can you try something for 1 day? I mean, you're just trying things without having a plan. You might as well. I don't know. I mean, it's like Jenny Craig's or any of these other ones going, I just tried it for a day.
There was a new study that was
going on a bodybuilding diet. I tried it for a day. I didn't get in shape.
Yeah, I didn't turn into a bodybuilder. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it didn't work for me.
There's a study that just was published that showed that it takes 2 weeks for a nutritional intervention to actually start to produce any kind of noticeable signs of the direction your body is now going to go in. 2 weeks. Most people, like you said, they hop from thing to thing. They can't do anything for 2 days. Never mind. And you know what? And my body is changing right before my eyes at 59 years old. But you know what the real magic of it is? I've been doing this consistently for 8 months now. 8 months.
Yes.
I'm doing the right things for 8 months now, since the end of last year. So, when we come back, I want to talk about your new book, because that's going to fit nicely into this discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Dr. J.
You got to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops. I've been using
using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
Ever
today.
Feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. The bottom of the hour, we're going to have a fantastic interview with Dr. Joanne Pinkerton about a recent study on the use of estrogen, specifically vaginal applied estrogen, which a lot of women do with their creams, and its safety. And I think this is really, really going to be exciting. Right now we're talking with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We were talking about the keto diet. I'm going to change it up. Dr. Jeff has turned out another book, and it's coming out soon, right?
It is out. You know, this is kind of Dr. Jeff's health series, as I'm calling it. I've got about 12 of them planned. So the one that I just finished and got printed is called Building a Lean, Mean Muscle Machine. And it kind of fits into the whole keto because, you know, it talks about what is fat? You know, how does fat even get there? How does your body burn it for energy? How to measure your body fat, you know, how to determine some plans that will help you reach your goals. And then I include several meal plans in here, you know, some for kids, some for adults, some for women. Again, it helps to get you on the right track and go, okay, you know, I can kind of understand that and going to see how I can incorporate things and what's going to work for me, you know. But, hey, let's give away some for free, Carl. I'll give away for the first 12 people that respond will get an autographed hard copy, and then anyone who's listening on a podcast, I'll send you an ebook absolutely free.
There you go. That's awesome. The way to get to Dr. Jeff is go to superhumanradio.com, and there's a banner ad on the bottom right hand side that says Ask the Scientist. So ask him for one of the 12 copies of hardcover autographed copies of his new book. And if you're listening to this podcast and it's like a week later, send him a request anyway, because the worst case scenario, you get an ebook. But best case scenario, everybody else thought, oh, I'm too late for this, and nobody asked for the book, because that happens sometimes.
And that's what happened last time when I gave away around the testosterone book. I had quite a few people several days later going, oh, I'm sure it's probably too late.
Yeah.
And it was like, actually, you're like the 10th person that said, oh, I'm sure it's too late.
Yeah.
I even had people that right after the show email and go, oh, I'm probably too late because I waited till after the show to message.
You know what it is? People, it takes a lot of effort to listen to this show. I know that.
Right.
I mean, it's like work. I mean, 8 to 10 hours of programming a week. That's a big commitment for people. You know, if you're not riding a train to and from work or in the car where you can sit and listen. And so a lot of times people are a week to 2 weeks behind on episodes. And, they don't want to miss anything. It's not like they're just going to cherry pick this show over that show. And those are the people that go, oh, I'm sure that they're all gone by now. Because they feel like, oh, it's 2 weeks later. But the reality is people who get the show right away go, oh, I bet you these are all gone. So you should never, ever not send an email.
No. And, you know, most people I find want the e-books anyhow because they'll you can read them on any of your readers. However you read books, these will work. So.
You know, we have been giving away e-books every single month now on Superhuman Radio with great success. We actually have our own email platform set up for it. People go there. And if you want, at some point in time, we will feature that so everybody who comes to the website can get a copy of the ebook.
Well, you know what? We'll do that. We'll also make it available through there for everybody. So.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Now, what about Supplement Santa? It's starting to get cool, so I got to believe he's going to be out soon again.
Supplement Santa is going to have Christmas in September next week. It's September 13th, 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock California, 9 o'clock Eastern. Facebook Live, Dr. Jeff Galini, as usual, always giving away lots of stuff. Supplement Santa said he is then going to not reappear until Christmas. So he's going to have one last big show of the year, and then there's something new planned for next year. So
really?
Yeah.
I guess you can't give us a hint, huh?
You know, I'm going to have a season two of Trade It Up. You know,
Trade It
Up went very well, very good. The grand prize winner took home $1,000 in cash. Season two is going to start in October, November. We'll be releasing the details here pretty soon. How to get involved? What the final winner is going to get? Everyone who participated got a free bottle of Kraukland just for trading up their old product.
So how does someone trade up in a digital world today? How do I say, okay, I'm going to stop using this product and use yours? Do I have to ship it to you, send it in, or what do I do?
No, all they had to do was film a little video. And, I started out just doing it for fun, and then I thought, wow, people are really getting into this, so how about we up the ante a little bit? And the best video is going to take home some cash. So people, you know, had an old bottle of creatine laying around. Some people's was empty. Guys shot it with a gun. It didn't matter. It was all in
fun. Oh, I like that one. That's creative. He shot it with a gun.
That was a really good one. Yeah, the winner actually dumped out some creatine on her carpet. The dog sniffed it, and then she vacuumed it up.
Oh,
threw it out.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
So it'll be something along that line where all you have to do is just film a little video from your phone, you know, real easy, and you just post it and send it to me, and, we'll give you more info. And then after the first of the year, like I said, Supplement Santa has got something huge. I'll just say it has to do with the EFX Sports Resolution Challenge.
Oh.
All about helping people, motivating people to come along for the ride, so to say. And whoever rides along and does what myself and a couple other others are going to do, somebody's going to win something huge at the end.
Oh, can I join? Can I be in it too? I guess not.
Absolutely.
Can I?
No, you know what? It's open to anybody. Staff.
Are you going to make special conditions for Masters trainees?
You know what? Myself and my partner here, he's 61. He's going to be along. And then young Kyle, who did it last year, he's in his 20s. So, again, we're going to kind of have a variation. No, it's about each one of us achieving our goals. It isn't about who looks the best or who can lose the most, because some of us want to gain and some of us want to lose.
Yep.
So, again, it's going to be something where
transformation.
No matter what yours is, you come along for the ride, and whoever has the best transformation story, going to take home something quite.
That's
huge.
Exciting. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. J. As always, sensible discussion. Keto is not evil unless you take it to an extreme. That's the bottom line. So, you know,
and
that's true of any diet. I don't care what you're eating. You know.
Yeah, and I just wanted to close by saying, you know, some people think Dr. Jeff is a kettle basher. I'm not. I'm for anything that works for you, but I want you to do it right. So.
Yeah, yeah. And let's be honest, you leveraged keto when you were a bodybuilder, because I'm sure you were in ketosis when you were cutting carbs back then. And
absolutely.
So,
and
not
I
like...
still monitor my carbs, so, you know.
There you go. All right, Dr. J, have a great weekend, brother.
You too. Take care, man.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a very serious subject, and that is estrogen therapy for women who are considering HRT. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So for 12 years in November, we have been talking about HRT, all types of HRT, for women, for men. And quite frankly, when it comes to HRT for women, most women develop some level of angst because they're just not sure that it's safe. And a lot of that that sense of anxiety comes from a study done a long time ago called the Women's Health Initiative. Well, recently data from that same study was extrapolated and looked at a specific role and type of estrogen. My guest is Dr. Joanne Pinkerton. She's executive director of the North American Menopause Society, and she's here speaking on behalf of the authors of a really, really exciting study. How you doing, Dr. Pinkerton?
I'm doing very well, and I'm so excited that you're bringing this topic up and letting us talk about it.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm going to share a personal story with you, and my audience knows this, but in 2005, I went through menopause. I was powerlifting, and I was using aromatase inhibitors, and I suppressed my estrogen too low, and I got sick, and I became sleepless. I had anxiety attacks. I had internal tremor, and every time I would search for these symptoms, I would end up at a website called Power Surge, which is where women go to share their menopause stories. And I thought to myself at that moment in time, if men went through menopause, they would have found a solution for this already, because it completely can derail your life. You could spend the last portions of your life chasing your symptoms and trying to stay out of their way. And menopause is really an unspoken, horrible situation for some women, not all women, but for a large body of women. It actually can steal their life away from them.
You know, the point that you're making is that in 2002, when that large study came out that showed an increased risk of breast cancer, heart attack, blood clots, strokes, women and their providers stopped hormone therapy in droves. And in reality, we've just done a new position statement that says hormone therapy is safer than you think, and it's safe for many women to take if they have hot flushes or to prevent bone loss or fracture. And so women need to not be afraid to take the new lower doses, the new types of therapy that's out there. So I'm excited that you found your way to Power Surge. I hope all women find their way. NAMS has a website, menopause.org, that also has a lot of information for women who are suffering from menopausal symptoms.
So you made a statement just now that I can't just gloss over. My audience is expecting me to kind of to talk about this. Anytime we've done shows about HRT research, and especially when they used the Women's Health Initiative as the source of data, I've always asked, hey, did you tease out the women who were using what is, you know, for lack of a better term, bioidenticals, which are generally creams or base powders taken orally, and the women who were using a methylated equine, you know, estrogen, or even a methylated synthesized estrogen, did you tease those out? And they inevitably always say no. But by virtue of the type of study you did that de facto.
So in the large study, they only used one product, conjugated equine estrogen with a synthetic progesterone. And so all of our data is on something that we don't often use. We don't use that dose, and we have new different types of estrogen at much lower doses. But this particular study that just came out looked at women who didn't take that hormone therapy. Instead, they were in the observational group.
Mm-hmm.
And then we asked them, were they using vaginal estrogen?
I love this. You have no idea how I've been waiting for this discussion to show up over here on the air. Okay, so let's talk about this study. The end point of the study was to determine if vaginal estrogen was effective at helping with some urinary and vaginal issues that women suffer as they start to go through menopause, but they don't like to talk about it. And it's the same reason that men don't like to talk about ED, right? We're embarrassed. It's like we aren't women if we don't function like women. We're not men if we can't function like men. We don't want to talk about it. So they were looking at vaginal estrogen as a remedy for a urinary problem and vaginal dryness in women, right?
So those studies have shown the effectiveness We've got lots of trials showing that these low-dose vaginal products help vaginal changes, improve the pain with sex, take away the itching and the burning. That what this study was looking was it safe? Mm-hmm. You know, was there any increased risk of cancer? That was the primary focus of this, because the FDA, after that 2002 study, put a boxed warning on every product that has estrogen in it. So whether you get a systemic estrogen or a local vaginal estrogen, it tells you that your hormone can cause heart attack, breast cancer, blood clots, and strokes. Mm. So women and their partners are afraid to even use these local vaginal estrogens. So these authors asked the question, in a very large population of women, 45,000 women who chose to use vaginal estrogen, was it safe? We already knew it was effective. Was it safe? And they followed these women for more than 6 years and found that there was no difference in the odds of cancer, stroke, or blood clots, whether you use the vaginal estrogen or not. And NAMS actually has a citizen's petition at the FDA asking them to remove the boxed warning because it doesn't apply. When you use vaginal estrogen, you get a little bit of absorption, but if you dose it right, your levels are the same as if you're a normal postmenopausal woman, mm-hmm. but you get benefits in dryness, it improves painful sex, it decreases the risk of urinary tract infections, and that urgent bladder that so many women have.
Yeah, in fact, the loss of estrogen is associated with the weakening of the bladder floor that so many women then take a drug therapy to keep them from tinkling a little bit. And that along with venous and blood vessel changes and elasticity happens as estrogen starts to go away, right?
Yeah. The changes in the vagina are progressive. So most women right at menopause will have hot flushes, night sweats, sleep disturbances, and bone loss. But as they get further from menopause, these progressive vaginal changes occur. They start to get itching or burning or painful sex or loss of urine, this urgency, and they don't know what it is. They don't tie it to menopause.
Right.
And if women don't complain and their doctors or providers don't ask, there's nothing's happening. Women don't get better, and they just stop having sex, or they have continued itching or burning or recurrent bladder infections.
It's very, very sad, and it's unnecessary. Okay, so I want to take a break. When we come back, there were some other correlates that seemed to show up that may be interpreted as being beneficial or protective or at least not causing problems with the cardiovascular disease and stuff like that in this group. I want to talk about them when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever
silver dime for your business.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Joanne Pinkerton, Executive Director of the North American Menopause Society, about a recent study that looked at vaginal application of estrogen and its safety. And in fact, it was safe in the research. Wasn't there some other correlates that were pretty interesting, like And I'm just going from memory. Those who were using the estrogen had a lower incidence of cardiovascular disease and certain cancers and stuff like that.
You know, Carl, you're exactly right. So not only did the study, you know, key finding that vaginal estrogen is safe and effective if you've got painful sex or these vaginal changes, but compared with women who didn't use the vaginal estrogen, women had a 48% lower risk of heart disease, a 60% lower odds of hip fractures, and there was no increased risk of breast cancer or uterine cancer, those cancers that we worry about being estrogen sensitive.
See, you should be on Good Morning America. You should be on all the morning shows that all the women tune into, because there isn't a month that goes by that I don't receive, or Lisa doesn't receive, a message on Facebook, an email, from a woman who is taking great pain and trying to decide whether to get on HRT or just suffer through this for the next 8 or 10 years until it goes away like it did for her mom. And I think to myself, like, this kind of news needs to be put out there, because there's an overabundance of scary news about HRT for women. And it's robbing women of a real opportunity to regain their quality of life.
Carly, you are absolutely right. When we did the position statement that was just published from the North American Menopause Society, we found that hormone therapy, if you started at menopause, not only treats hot flushes and sleep and improves mood, it prevents bone loss, it prevents these vaginal changes, there were fewer incidents of diabetes, and there was less heart disease in women under age 60. And we think there's a window of opportunity that women are missing because they're afraid. So this particular study we're talking about today is talking about vaginal estrogen, but I would say that menopausal women who have hot flushes or night sweats Hormone therapy is safer than you think and has lots of benefits, including this preventing bone loss. It doesn't just help your hot flashes.
Okay, so amongst those who are progressive in what I like to call interventional endocrinology, some of the thought leaders in this category, which I have the pleasure of being able to interview from time to time or see at conventions and stuff like that, it's well understood that unopposed estrogen is not necessarily the wisest thing in the world for the endometrium, if nothing else, for the uterus, if nothing else, because it can cause, once a woman loses that the oscillatory effect of a period, and just having a steady state of this much estrogen, if that's considered a little bit high for that woman, it can cause the uterus to actually grow. And that's where the progesterone kind of puts the brake on that growth. So do you know if these women were taking progesterone by any chance or anything else, or are they just taking unopposed estrogen?
So if you have systemic blood levels of estrogen, you need a progesterone to protect against uterine cancer. And we now know that micronized progesterone, which is FDA approved and bioidentical, works just as well as the synthetic progestins that are out there.
Probably better. I
can say it's safer, less cardiovascular risk, less mood risk. But if you're using a low-dose vaginal product, at least, you know, for 1 to 3 years, we have good safety data that you don't need a progesterone because it's not a high end, a low dose. It's not enough to stimulate the uterus. But if you were to dose a lot, if you put a lot of estrogen in the vagina, then you would need progesterone. So these women were not on progesterone. They were just taking vaginal estrogen. And we have the point of this was that we had really good endometrial safety, that these women took it for a long time. There was a European article that came out that was from a Danish study that showed a slight increase in uterine cancer, but those were based on prescriptions, and they didn't exclude people who were on systemic estrogen, and they used much higher doses.
We
have in this country FDA-approved bioidentical vaginal estrogens. They're a cream, tablet, ring, very low dose that women can use for these symptoms and get relief without having to worry about causing heart disease, breast cancer, uterine cancer, strokes, or blood clots.
Okay, so now that leads me to this next question, which is kind of outside the scope of the study, but inside the scope of probably your wheelhouse. So vaginal delivery of topical estrogens and progesterones has become a go-to method of delivery for a lot of HRT doctors who have a hard time getting a woman's levels up and stable, because applying these creams in the vagina, because of the membranous and blood abundant vasculature of the vagina, allows to faster delivery, more thorough delivery, and even higher blood levels using the same doses as opposed to rubbing on a wrist or in her arm. And so more and more women are actually using this as a delivery mechanism for systemic HRT. But, and I know this study doesn't talk about that. I'm asking you and your group's position on this. In that case there, are there caveats? Are we saying, you know what, if we're starting to use high doses because we want to adjust systemic levels of bias, they usually use estriol and estradiol, you must use progesterone with this, or it's not wise to use a high estrogen dose vaginally?
So I'm going to say that any time you increase your blood levels of estrogen, and vaginal absorption can happen, you know, very well, you've got to get adequate amounts of progesterone absorbed also, or you will increase the risk for uterine cancer. And so, you know, one of the issues when you're doing something that's compounded is trying to make sure that you have a balance of estrogen and progesterone. To make sure that you don't increase the risk. And we want the lowest amount of estrogen that keeps your symptoms at bay so we don't stimulate the breast, but we want enough to relieve symptoms, to relieve bone loss. And we don't have any good systemic – well, we do have a ring that's FDA approved, an estradiol ring that's a systemic ring. And with that one, you need to use progesterone. So I would come back to say if you're using a low-dose vaginal therapy for, you know, painful sex or bladder issues – you're not going to need a progestin. But if you are going to use any type of a systemic estrogen dosing in the vagina, you've got to make sure you get adequate amounts of progesterone.
Okay, now I have a question because I need an education from you, Professor. What exactly is the endometrial stripe, and why is it important in assessing uterine health?
So the layer of the uterus called the endometrium is where estrogen stimulates these hyperplasia or precancerous growths. And if it is a normal postmenopausal woman has a very thin stripe, less than 4 millimeters. If she's got too much estrogen, either coming from conversion from her fat tissues or from a vaginal product or a systemic product, that starts to increase the thickness, the growth of these cells in the endometrium, which can be seen on ultrasound. So the endometrial stripe will go from 4 millimeters to 8 millimeters to 12 millimeters, and that's a warning that you need to have a sampling of the level of the uterus and look to see if you've grown a polyp or any precancer that's there. The sine qua non of endometrial cancer is bleeding, but the next thing is a thickening of this lining of the uterus, and that's what the endometrial stripe is. So you want a nice, thin endometrial stripe.
So if a woman starts to undergo uterine growth, hyperplasia, because her estrogen levels were too high. I know someone who is actually having this happen. And she doesn't have cancer, but she has been bleeding on and off until that's how they figured out what was wrong with her. Her estrogen was way, way too high, and her testosterone was way high, and her testosterone was aromatizing, which was making the estradiol even higher, blah, blah, blah. So now she's gotten her levels down where they belong. Will she see a shrinking of the And the uterus and the endometrium now that it's not being overstimulated by estrogen?
If the lining, if the estrogen level declines, then we'll see that endometrial stripe thin out unless she's grown a benign endometrial polyp or unless she actually has some precancerous or cancerous changes going. So if she decreases her estrogen but that endometrial stripe remains thick, then she needs more evaluation.
Okay. That's really good advice. There you go. And I'm going to send this link to her. What should we take away from this research? I know what I take away from it. I'm so excited about this, and I expect everybody in the mainstream media to pick this story up because women need to hear this to have some, you know, it's all about informed consent today. We're all in charge. We're all stewards of our health. It's changed. It's not like when our grandparents and our parents were around. You know, we want to know what's going on, and we want to be confident. We want to understand, thanks to the internet, there's information at our fingertips. This information needs to be out there to balance all the negative information that has been thrown at women. And it's important. But what do you see this as? What do you see the takeaway from this this research to be?
So I'd say stop the fear about vaginal estrogen and stop the pain of painful sex or vaginal irritation. You know, this study provides huge amounts of reassurance to women and their providers that they can use vaginal estrogen safely for these symptoms. And I would say a caveat that we have also found that if women are having menopausal symptoms, they're under 60, they're within 10 years of menopause, that they should feel very comfortable talking to their doctor about using hormone therapy and that we can individualize whether they need just local vaginal estrogen or they need systemic estrogen. And we've got many options for women to find what's going to help them and be safe.
We have a listener who just messaged me on Facebook and wanted to know about the dosages that were considered low doses for vaginal estrogen to treat these urinary and or vaginal issues.
So we define low dose as not as keeping the blood levels within the same range as a normal postmenopausal woman, so 20 and under. So there are some 10 microgram vaginal estradiol tablets, both a brand and a generic. There are estradiol creams, but the way they're FDA approved, they're dosing too high. You can use a vaginal estradiol ring that you change every 3 months. It's 7.5 micrograms. So it's a cream, a tablet, and a ring. You just have to be careful with the cream because the actual dose to keep the level low is a little bit lower than what is commonly approved by the FDA, but not what we do in practice. So these are all approved and available. It can also be compounded if women have allergies or need preservative-free, with the caveat that there may be unique risk of compounding.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and it's like everything else. You make sure that you got the right kind of butcher who cleans his utensils. Make sure you're dealing with the right kind of compounding pharmacy. I know. It becomes even more perplexing as we become freer, so to speak, about our choices. I love this stuff. I mean, I am so excited about this research because I feel bad for women when they go through menopause. And menopause is linked to the development of a lot of horrible diseases, unfortunately. And if you are one of those people who can use HRT, because not everybody can. Some women don't do well with HRT at all. Their symptoms get worse. But if you're a woman who can do well with HRT, obviously this is a positive statement about estrogen replacement therapy. And were they using Biest or strictly estradiol?
So this, they could have been on any type of the approved vaginal estradiol tablets or the conjugated equine cream or the estradiol creams.
Okay.
Or they weren't using the vaginal ring because it wasn't available yet. I would like to say that if people can't find providers who will talk to them, if they go to menopause.org, they can put their zip code in and find menopause specialists who take an exam to be certified and show that they're knowledgeable about this. But if you're having painful sex or vaginal irritation or bladder symptoms, please talk to your provider and find out whether or not you're a candidate for these new vaginal therapies.
You know, I was going to say, well, doctors should ask, but doctors can't ask all the things that they have to ask in an office visit today. I mean, you know.
Yes, but doctors should ask. Doctors, no, providers should ask. They should.
I know. Look, the reality is triaging a patient should occur every time they come into your office, not the first time. And triaging the patient should include where they sit down and answer a bunch of questions on a computer so that the efficiencies are there to gather that data. So when you sit down with your physician, they go down and they go, oh, so you have this and you have that. And then, as you point out, the courage, we have to rely on the courage of the women to be honest about these situations and not keep it to themselves. You don't – I had a girlfriend when I was young whose mother used to love to say, suffer in silence. And I used to think to myself, no one should ever suffer in silence. No one. The whole purpose of silence is to get – I mean, suffering is to get you to open your mouth and ask for help.
Well, and, you know, when you have painful sex, it affects your relationship. It affects your quality of life. It affects your self-esteem. And so if you just avoid sex because it hurts – you're not helping anything. So suffering in silence, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Speak up.
Yeah. Listen, thank you so much for being on the show. This is a very, very important
topic. Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you for bringing this to your audience.
Yes.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, so that is all I have for today. Aren't you lucky? We delivered some great information. We did it quickly, and I'm out of here. We have great shows next week. I will be doing my Come At Me, Bro, this Saturday. I'm going to try it again at 12 noon. I'll put something up on Facebook. If you have a question you want me to answer, you can come back and watch it later. Email it to onair@superhumanradio.net, and I'll read your name and your question and give you a shout-out. If you're around your computer at 12 o'clock this Saturday, go to my Facebook page. Well, actually, the show Facebook page, which is facebook.com/superhumanradionetwork, and you can watch live as I embarrass myself and say silly stuff and go off on tangents that no one knows why I went off on. But hey, that's the way my brain works. It's a scary place to be inside my head. And this Saturday, I'll give you a glimpse of what it's like. Other than that, share a show once in a while. Thank you so much for listening. I couldn't do this without all of you. And we'll see you next week.